And with that, they put the headset on. Don't you can't fly the helicopter yet. And we're joined by young Frank.
That was a lovely introduction by your coach there. Well played, Frank.
Thank you.
Man of the match. Took your goal really, really well.
Yeah.
What do you think? How did you play?
Played all right.
Are you happy? Performance? Yeah. Mm-hmm. In terms of the league, I'll get a player perspective on that. Are you not thinking it's still on?
Yeah, I think we should win it. Like the coming the games that are coming, we should just win them and then see how it goes from there, innit?
Well, it's against the two supposedly other best teams in the league, innit? So if you play like today, you should beat them, and then yeah, you never know. So, but from the players' point of view, are you still happy?
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been a tough game tonight. Second half, you've certainly shown your qualities, and when you're playing for FC United, you get to express yourself. Is that the way you like to play football? Express yourself, play good quality football, and you know, show those when you get that opportunity. Show that it's not showboating, because what you've got is end product.
Yeah.
And is that something that's been instilled in you from a young age?
Yeah.
You like to get out there and just play.
Yeah, just play football, innit? Just do it. I play football the way I played from when I was little. Never changed it. Just
and obviously,
try and get better.
You've been with FC United now, our youth team and set up now only for a season, which is unfortunate from our perspective, because we're not going to get to see grow into being, you know, a fully fledged FC United first team player. Where have you played in the past? Where have you been? Which clubs have you been involved with?
I played when I was seven. I got spotted from a youth team and played in Holland for Feyenoord for like 5 years. And then I moved over to England, played at City for 3 years. Then I got released at City. Then I went to Stockport County on a 6-week trial, but then they folded. Then I stopped playing football for like a season. And now I'm here, FC United.
So you've obviously you've been a professional football club, and then you've moved to another professional football club, that'll be Stockport County, and then to a huge club, a massive club, obviously Manchester City. What's it like stepping up from leaving Manchester City, stepping up to a decent football club?
Obviously when I was at City and I got released, I wasn't happy in it, but I was angry at the time. But so just continue playing my football and developed as a player.
I want you to share something with me. I've told FC listeners, but I want to hear it from you actually, because you said something I thought was very, very important. People have become footballers for lots of different reasons. Frank, what's the reason why you want to be a footballer?
Obviously, like paying my mum back in it, like all the sacrifices made for me in it, like when I was little.
I don't think there's been, to be honest, a more honest answer when you ask that about footballers. Do you want to be millionaires?
Why do you want to be a footballer, Dave?
He wants to pay back his mum for all what he's done, which is absolutely fantastic. Frank, we've got two more games to go. I'm hoping that things progress within FC United, which means that you can be part and parcel of this great club of ours, and we can see that skill. And anyone that's listening tonight, get yourself down to the next two games, because to watch Frank on his day, and he has been on his game probably for the last five or six, seven games. He's not been with us all season, unfortunately. And I had my reservations. I said, after we spoke to me and Frank, I said, he's a bad egg. He's going to cause frictions within the team. He's going to bring a big posse of fans down and all the rest of it. And you know what? He's buckled down. He's settled down. He's been absolutely magnificent. He's even stopped tweeting us at 2:30 in the morning, which is, it's a good thing on a match day. But the quality of this young man, to see what he can do, it's a joy to watch. So, Frank, well done. Man of the match. He's now freezing to death because I kept him out in the cold. And we'll see you in the dressing room warming up.
Thank you.
Cheers, Frank.